I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
15 years since the deadliest terror attacks in modern history, 9/11 ceremonies around the country, including at the sites where nearly 3,000 people were killed with hijacked planes.
What the terrorists of 9/11 did not understand is that the American people's love of peace is exceeded only by our resolve to defend our freedom.
Vice President Mike Pence at the memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where passengers fought back and the plane crashed in a field. And in New York.
Yet again, family members and officials gathered at the World Trade Center site to remember the fallen. There were four moments of silence, one each for when the planes hit the Twin Towers and when the buildings collapsed. And again, the slow, methodical reading of the names, those killed by radical Islamic terrorism. And the toll continues to this day. More than 2,100 first responders have died of cancer and other diseases from the fumes. It was a day to remember and be mindful of the threat that still exists. At the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan, Eric Shawn, Fox News.
Off the California coast, a recovery operation continues following a deadly boat fire.
Efforts to find the last missing passenger who died in a fatal boat fire off the coast of Santa Barbara and efforts to salvage the dive vessel, the Conception, continue.
The Coast Guard will continue working alongside our partner agencies throughout the recovery and now investigation phase of this incident to try and determine why this incident occurred and what we can learn from this tragedy moving forward.
U.S. Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester, 33 bodies recovered, 27 so far identified. Fire overtook the vessel September 2nd. Five of six crew members were the only survivors. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The NTSB just announcing it will release its preliminary report on the fire tomorrow, but that no probable cause will be included. And this is Brady. This is Fox News.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. It is the 18th anniversary of 9/11. It's a day that we all reflect on. We all remember, I think, where we were. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in. My buddy Jim Yoder joining us from the Coachella Valley, Indian Wells. And where were you on 9/11/2001? I'm curious.
Kevin, I think you and I talked about this once. I was walking down Fifth Avenue towards the World Trade Center when the first plane flew right over me.
Wow.
It was incredible. And I was in the aircraft business at the time, the commercial airline business, so I was aware that commercial airlines were not allowed to fly right down the center of Manhattan. And this plane's at 500 feet, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? So I knew something was amiss right there, and then the rest is history. So I saw the whole thing and wow. lived it for a week. I was stuck in New York for a week.
You couldn't get out?
Couldn't get out till Friday night. There was, you know, they stopped airplane service completely. And in fact, that day, the bridges and tunnels were only open going from Manhattan out to the boroughs. You could not get into Manhattan at all. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, Park Avenue, I saw maybe one or two cars, period. You know, normally at that time, you can't see anything but cars. And it was a surreal experience, to say the least.
I'm curious, what did you think it was in the beginning? I mean, did you know it was like a 7:30? Like, you know, because the initial thing everybody thought was, oh, it's some doctor in a Cessna that accidentally crashed into the World Trade Center. You knew exactly what it was, though, didn't you?
Well, sure, because it was a deliberate hit. It wasn't. They didn't try to avoid the tower. They flew directly towards the tower, and it was just an incredible thing to see. And you know what? To this day, if you walk into certain, like, say, I go to New York and I stay around the 54th and 6th Avenue area, and I'll go over to the bar at the Hilton. Right there on 6th Avenue. To this day, when you walk in the front door, they look at your ID to say whether you can go to the bar or not. So some things have really been affected for a long period of time in New York. It's never going to get back to where it was.
Can you talk a little bit about the people of New York and how resilient? I mean, I cannot imagine if that happened. I mean, I remember when we had one October and people really were moved by what happened 1 October down by the Mandalay Bay. And to this day, there are people that are still impacted, that are still affected by it. How have the New Yorkers, stayed afloat, so to speak, after the twin tragedies there?
You know, New Yorkers have seen a lot through the years, and they're just inherently pretty tough. But that particular day, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was over by Park Avenue, and I saw this big line of people going around the block. And I asked somebody, I said, what's everybody in line for? They said, to give blood. So New Yorkers having the reputation of being tough and mean and rude and all that, they're still pretty kind, generous people. But it was interesting. Every time I went into a restaurant, even the liberals were saying at that time, you know what? It's time to stop this immigration. It's been a great run for all these people being able to come in and out of our country. Enough's enough. If you weren't born here, get the hell out. And that everybody felt that way at that time. It's amazing what's changed over an 18-year period, isn't it?
Boy, it really is. Last night, the president picked up two victories in special elections, congressional elections in North Carolina. Dan Bishop, the big dog, this was the race where there was some voter fraud going on. But the guy ends up winning. This wasn't the original candidate, by the way. But the president came in, campaigned the other night for both these candidates, both won. What does it mean for the president, or does it mean anything?
It's huge. Well, conversely, what would it have meant if they had lost? I know Donna Brazile this morning's trying to poo-poo it and say it wasn't a very big victory and all that. A victory's a victory. And considering the fact that I believe the Democrats threw $10 million at that race, that's a lot of money for for one congressional race, and they still didn't come up on top. I think it's a huge victory for Trump, and it bodes well for him in 2020.
Let me just ask you, though, this whole, you know, we keep talking here in Nevada about whether the president will have coattails. But I got to tell you, that crowd in North Carolina the other night was mesmerized by the president, and he actually moved the needle. I mean, Dan Bishop was down something like 17 points just a matter of weeks ago, and all of a sudden he's winning.
You know, I've never been to any one of Trump's rallies. I've watched a few of them, but people have told me that have been there that they're incredible, and they always say there's two or three times as many people outside that can't get in as that are inside. And I know the press likes to play that down, but when Trump says there's double the people outside, can't get in here, he's telling the truth, and people just can't get enough of it. Yet you look at I saw Bernie Sanders' rally the other day somewhere in Iowa or something, and there weren't 15 people there. It's incredible.
That's wild. That's wild. Tomorrow night, the Democrats will be debating in Houston. Not all 20. It'll be just 10 of them. Do you think anybody will dare play the senility card on Joe Biden? Do you think somebody will have the guts to do it?
I don't think they'll have to. I think he'll do it to himself. I mean, he's been on a roll lately where every time he appears in public, he makes some, they want to call it a gaffe. I call it an out-and-out fabrication, but he makes these mistakes but he seems to be getting older by the week. I don't think the guy's going to make it to the primary. I don't think he's physically or mentally capable of it, and I feel sorry for him. And somebody needs to, you know, somebody that cares about him needs to say, hey, buddy, you know, I think you've had your day. We need to step aside here. But be that as it may, I don't see any of these candidates having a chance against Trump without them pulling some incredible cheating maneuver, because these people are all a bunch of lightweights in my mind.
Well, and just remember, the Democrats, they have a history of getting the questions before they're asked. Donna Brazile knows about that. Speaking of Donna Brazile, I'm just curious of what a Trump-Biden debate would look like. You have any ideas?
He would crush him. He'd crush him. It would be embarrassing for Biden. And like you say, they would give Biden the questions in advance. It doesn't make any difference because they don't have the answers that are adequate. So I don't think that would make any difference. I'm more worried about voting registration fraud and manipulating the voting machines. And, you know, we just read where Google manipulated, 10 to 12 million votes towards Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. These people are who I'm worried about. I'm not worried about any of those candidates. But having said that, it's interesting. A lot of people think these candidates are just window dressing for the real candidate who's unknown, who's going to step in and save the day for the Democrats.
You mean like Michelle? You mean like Michelle Obama?
Well, you know, I've been on that bandwagon
about
6 months. And I'm not sure that's going to happen, but somebody may step in. Who it would be, I don't know, but a lot of people have that theory.
Let's just get this out in the open. There's been a lot of talk, and there are a lot of people that believe that Michelle Obama is going to run. That Barack is going to support her, and they're going to become the next version of the Clintons. Do you believe it at this late date?
That's a scary thought, Kevin. That's a very scary thought. I believe it's entirely possible. I think they're that manipulative and underhanded, and I think that's entirely possible. That's what I've said that for months. I think Michelle Obama is the one to do it, and she keeps saying that she's not interested in politics, so she can just be the savior even more when they pull her in. Who else can they pull in? What can they do? I mean, Kamala Harris is a total lightweight. She's a total fraud. And then Pete Buttigieg and Beto, it's almost embarrassing to even consider them, to even talk about them. I mean, they don't have anybody.
Well, let me just ask you, of the folks that are going to be on the stage tomorrow, is there anybody that you think can have a breakthrough moment? Do you think there's somebody? I mean, there are a lot of those people that are like 2 percenters, 5 percenters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Beto's not going to change his personality overnight. Pete Buttigieg's going to still be touting the fact that he's going to be the first gay president, which I question whether he's would be the first. I think we've already had one. But that's neither here nor there. I guess Elizabeth Warren is the front runner who would be the one to have the breakthrough moment. I think Bernie's already – his people are already laid in. He's got the people he's going to get, and he's not going to get a whole lot more. And Elizabeth Warren is the only one with any momentum. But where you look at her going against Trump, I think he would just crush her.
Wow. Hey, it's always good to visit with you. By the way, one thing I wanted to get to, and I don't even care if we're running late. There was a report last night. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reporting today, and Dr. Ben Carson was on Hannity last night talking about the possibility of the feds getting involved with the homeless problem in California, the People's Republic of California. And I'm wondering, first of all, are you hearing any of that, that there might be some federal intervention? They got to do something, don't they?
I heard about this for the first time yesterday. They do have to do something about it because the people in California who are responsible for it are absolutely doing nothing about it. In fact, they're enhancing it. They're not trying to curb it. I just wonder how Gavin Newsom will react when the feds come in and try to take control of it. But I think that's a necessary thing, and I think it's a great idea. And maybe Trump could it's a good political move for Trump. If he can come in there and eradicate the homeless or severely diminish it, what a great political move for him in California. You know, he's going to do, I guess, three appearances, not only the Beverly Hills one that's getting all of the attention, but I guess he's going down to San Diego and up to the San Francisco area as well. So he must think that he's got some chance to move the needle somewhere, some way. Otherwise, he wouldn't be spending all of that time going to California.
Well, of course, the other thing you can do is fundraise. You can go. You can go with your hand out.
That's right. That's right. And he's good at that. Yeah, as they all are. But yes, and I think he's going to raise some pretty good money out in Beverly Hills.
Jim, and by the way, you know, the latest thing from Gavin Newsom is they're trying to convince the state of California to combat the homeless crisis to have the government actually build homes. Yeah.
That means us.
Yeah, yeah. It means your tax dollars, my tax dollars. That's probably where it's headed. Jim, it's always fun, man. We'll do it again. You have yourself a good weekend.
Hey, good talking with you, Kevin, and I'll look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Jim Yoder, he'll be back out here. I just love him when he comes in studio. We have so much fun. And then usually he picks up the tab for lunch, which is really better than anything. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're running a little bit late, but we're going to get to the break as we continue live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving stamping and care, medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you, because trucking moves America forward.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family They deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay. I promised earlier in the show I'd let you hear from Mitch McConnell. They're trying to find out, and the media grilled him yesterday about gun control legislation. This would be cut six, by the way, cut six. And are we going to get any closer to any gun control legislation? Listen to Mitch McConnell. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go to Mitch McConnell right now, and then I'll let you hear the loyal opposition. Okay, here it is, Mitch McConnell yesterday at the Capitol.
By the way, let me first address the stunt yesterday of the Speaker and Senator Schumer coming over to the LBJ room and calling on us to pass a bill the President has already said he's going to veto for a month. What I have said consistently is, let's see if we can actually make a law here. And making a law when you have divided government is challenging. We all have different points of view. My members know the very simple fact that to make a law, you have to have a presidential signature. And so we had a briefing at lunch from Eric Gulen from down at the White House. They are working on coming up with a proposal that the president will sign. Until that happens, all of this is theatrics. And you all, I know, do cover theatrics. But on a serious issue like this, after these horrendous shootings dominating the month of August, at least we could come back with a level of seriousness that underscored that maybe we would like to get an outcome. And so we do, in fact, await word from the White House about what the president is willing to sign. That's important to a lot of my members. It also, at the risk of repeating the history lesson, is the only way we will get a law.
You know what I've always loved is the Democrats, I think, skipped civics. You know, remember back when they actually taught civics in high school and middle school? Well, okay. Ashley didn't attend. But I'm just telling you, they used to have civics classes, and there was a part of the curriculum, how to make a law. How is a law made? And it takes you through the process. It has to go through one house, and then it goes to another house, and then it's signed by the president, and at that point it becomes law. Everything else is just window dressing. But essentially, it goes through one house, it goes to another house, and then it goes to the president of the United States. When we come back, Pat Toomey is one of the guys trying to press gun control. He's a Republican, believe it or not, from Pennsylvania. And he's working with a Democrat, Joe Manchin. It's called Manchin Toomey. You'll hear about that and a whole lot more coming up. But suffice to say, he might be one of the players that can get this thing across the goal line. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's like we always say. Well, what is it we always say? Immigration reform, gun control, doesn't matter the issue. It's all about the details. The devil is in the details. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Fox Business Network stocks are higher in afternoon trading, lifted by Apple after the launch of its latest iPhones and as China moved to ease trade tensions with the U.S. by exempting certain goods from additional tariffs. And the bad news keeps coming for video game retailer GameStop. The company will be closing up to 200 stores by the beginning of next year, this after announcing that its second quarter earnings and sales missed analyst expectations. GameStop is trying to keep pace in an evolving and changing video game industry. Its shares are down 12% today. And the retail apocalypse continues. In 9 months into 2019, there have already been 40% more store closings announced than in all of 2018, according to CoreSite Research. Payless Shoes, which closed its remaining U.S. stores in late June, accounting for about 37% of the closings. For the full year, CoreSite predicts that more than 12,000 stores will shutter, compared with a total of under 6,000 in 2018. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster.
He made some very big mistakes.
And President Trump says about his now former National Security Advisor, John Bolton.
He wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
The president says he asked Bolton to resign. Bolton denies that and says it was his idea to leave. The president also telling reporters at the White House today that talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan are dead over the death of an American soldier in a car bombing last week. It's been 18 years now since the terrorist attacks of 9/11 in New York.
There were four moments of silence, one each for when the planes hit the Twin Towers and when the buildings collapsed. And again, the slow, methodical reading of the names, those killed by radical Islamic terrorism. And the toll continues to this day. More than 2,100 first responders have died of cancer and other diseases from the fumes.
Fox's Eric Shawn. There are also ceremonies today at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. The host of The Story on Fox News Channel sits down with major newsmakers each week to get their untold story.
But I was invited by this church to come and just speak, and I did, and they then asked me to come and be like their interim pastor. And after a few months, they said, okay, we think we found our pastor. And I said, oh, that's great. Then tell me when my last day is. And they said, well, that's just it. You're the guy.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give away another pair of tickets to the 5th annual Basque Fry at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville. Now, if you can be in Gardnerville on Saturday morning, I want to lay a pair of tickets on you. Be caller number 2 right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. Caller number 2 at 844-263-8232. And again, if you can't be in Gardnerville, don't make the call if you wouldn't mind. It's one of those things that I'd love to give you a pair of tickets, but if you can't use them. So caller number 2 will be our winner. 844, the number 2 at Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to go to Pat Toomey. This is cut 8. He is the one that's working with Joe Manchin, trying to get a bill through relative to at least some form of gun control. But here it is. This is Pat Toomey with Mike Emanuel on Fox News last night, and that Trump will embrace. He honestly hopes, at least, that the president will embrace Manchin Toomey, one of many gun control bills that are out there.
I have had quite a number of conversations with the president himself. My staff and his staff are engaged. We've been speaking with other members of the Senate who are interested. And let me be very clear, the president and I are in complete agreement. We're not interested in infringing on the rights of law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. For me, this is all about trying to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have guns in the first place. That is to say, violent criminals and people who are dangerously mentally ill. So I'd like to see us apply background checks on all commercial sales so that we can identify people who are in one of those two categories that shouldn't have guns.
Sure.
And we're trying to see if we can find a place where the president is comfortable, where we can get a majority in the Senate. the discussions are still underway.
Are you convinced tightening up background checks will prevent another Odessa, Texas attack?
So it's hard. There are a long list of attacks that might have been prevented had there been a background check, but people purchased their guns in a fashion that didn't require a background check. But Mike, I'll be the first to say there is no one piece of legislation that's going to end these kinds of appalling, horrific mass attacks. There's no one thing we can do. But if we can make it harder for dangerous people to get firearms in the first place, maybe we'll save some lives.
Let's hope so. Again, the devil is in the details. What is it that the Democrats will agree to? What is it Republicans will agree to? And most importantly, what will the president accept? We'll talk about that. I was just back in my office, and I found an extra pair of tickets to the Basque Fry. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Caller number four right now at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Would you like to go to the 5th Annual Basque Fry, see Mick Mulvaney and Corey Lewandowski and Mercedes Schlapp? I think I called her Meredith yesterday, and I feel bad about that. But it's Mercedes. Schlapp, the former advisor to the president. You want to see all of them? This will be your opportunity. So caller number 4, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Okay? And caller number 4 will be our winner. We'll do it that simply. And that, I think, wipes me out on tickets, unfortunately. I wish I had more to give away. But we have given away, I think, our maximum now. So, I think it's great, though. They're going to have a big, big crowd at the Corley Ranch. And you know what's great about the Corley Ranch, which I absolutely love? The fact that it never looks like it's – because it's so huge. It never looks like it's crowded. I mean, even the lines for food are not that long, and they move real quickly. Yeah, there's a meal involved. Yeah, and if you win free tickets, it's free. I just love that. Now, last night, the president scored a couple of major victories. One involving Dan Bishop, but that was the one they really wanted. There were two special elections in North Carolina, and it was absolutely incredible. I mean, this was a major, major victory for the president last night. The Democrats are trying to downplay it. Well, you know, it shows that we've cut the margin and all of that stuff, which you know. I'll just tell you, this was – if the president had lost one or both of these seats, it would have been like Panicsville. The fake news media would have sworn up and down that the president was going to lose the reelection bid, and this was evidence. This was the smoking gun, so to speak. I just love it. By the way, the Basque Fry itself is going to be 10 till 2. We're going to be broadcasting live from 11 until 3. Now, I want to go to cut 7. I want to go to cut 7. Because cut 7 is the reporting last night from a Fox News correspondent who was on the ground in North Carolina. Jonathan Siri, was reporting on what went down last night. So here is cut number 7, Jonathan Siri last night in North Carolina.
It was a very tight race, but ultimately this historically red district will remain under Republican control. Dan Bishop making his victory speech just moments ago. Take a listen.
Tonight, the voters of North Carolina sent a message that shouldn't just be heard in the, within the confines of the 9th District. It should reverberate across this country and in the halls of the Capitol. The voters said no to the radical liberal policies being pushed by today's Democratic Party.
Bishop expressed his gratitude to President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, who flew into the district yesterday. They held a rally in Fayetteville in hopes of motivating their base to go to the polls and vote for Bishop, a strategy which ultimately paid off. Bishop promised to go to Washington to fight for the president's agenda. Tonight's special election was a do-over of the 2018 congressional election, which Democrat Dan McCready lost to Republican Mark Harris by just 905 votes. But state elections officials refused to certify that result amid allegations of ballot tampering. Harris chose not to run again, and that's when Dan Bishop jumped in, and ultimately that race belatedly has been settled tonight.
Coming up on the show, it's what we call the wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what it is you want to talk about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. Now, I know a lot of you have a very busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. But that's why we have created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out. On our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. We'll get to your calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What I love is that I never quite know what to expect. So, hey, bring it on. Here's the number again, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local. Now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water, and I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Now, just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it with my OJ. Now, to learn more, just go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. Again, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. Let's begin in Henderson. Go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Nice to hear you. And the show's great as usual.
Thank you.
I was over at I was over at Las Vegas Fire and Rescue this morning, Station 5.
Yeah.
And, there was a sunrise ceremony there for in remembrance of September 11th. And just wanted to say thanks to the people that put that on over there. It was.
And is that where they ring the bell? They ring the bell?
Yeah, and they have a piece of the World Trade Center there that you can see. It's a mangled piece of steel. And, you know, when you see that, you're just reminded of what people went through on that day. It kind of brings it home.
Well, no. But you know what it always points out to me? And I love this about our firefighters, because the same today as it was 18 years ago, they run to the danger.
They do. And there was a number of New Yorkers there and some ex-firefighters. Of which I guess about 2,000 at this point have died from the residual effects of being on the site, as well as the 3,000 who were killed. You know, we should, really pay a mind to them all day, you know, and the Islamic threat that still exists to this day.
Good point. No, he's right. I wanted to make sure that I brought you, and this is cut four. This is Sean Hannity exposing some, and this was last night on Fox News Channel, exposing some what I can only term faulty reporting from fake news CNN. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Just when you thought it just couldn't get any worse, well, think again. In its ongoing effort to smear, slander, besmirch, destroy the president of the United States, well, you have your media mob reporting a completely false story and in the process putting people's lives in danger, likely outing the real identity of and home address of a spy working for the CIA. Now, Jim Sciutto is a former Obama administration official. He's masquerading now as fake news CNN's chief national correspondent. Oh, let's see. Obama, straight to fake news CNN. Let's see. Lying and leaking, straight to fake news CNN. Oh, likely guilty of lying and leaking, straight to fake news CNN. Anyway, he reported a high-level spy was extracted from Russia in 2017, by the way, spying on our behalf for, quote, concerns of President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence and could contribute to exposing the covert sources of spy. Well, that's a lie. That was fake news again. In fact, this claim by fake news CNN was contradicted by both the Washington Post and even the New York Times. The Times reporting, quote, former intelligence officials said there was no public evidence that Mr. Trump directly endangered the source, and other current American officials insisted that the media scrutiny of the agency sources alone was the impetus for the extraction. Oh, the media was responsible. Reporting from the media, the mob, not Donald Trump, but the media mob, all based on leaks from the intel community. Now, that was the reason for the extraction. In fact, in 2016, under Obama, the CIA first offered to extract this source because of the media's reporting. But there's more, and it doesn't have anything to do with President Trump. Late 2016, as a vindictive welcome and a gift to the incoming administration, then President Obama, he declassified and publicly released the DNI report on Russian interference, which inadvertently alluded to this spy's role in the Kremlin. Now, Russian interference, it all happened on Obama's watch now, didn't it? Now, I wonder why that important fact that didn't make CNN fake news' headline. And in a rare move, this rarely happens, a CIA spokesperson called CNN's narrative simply false. And Secretary of State, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo, he weighed in a strong way, calling the story materially inaccurate. Let's take a look.
The reporting is materially inaccurate. And you should know, as a former CIA director, I don't talk about things like this very often. It is only the occasions when there's something that I think puts people at risk or the reporting is so egregious as to create enormous risk to the United States of America that I even comment in the way that I just did. And I won't say anything more about it. I know the CIA put out a statement. Suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong.
Hey, got to ask yourself tonight, now is CNN fake news president Jeff Zucker proud of this political hit job, putting an operative's life in danger? Oh, to help Obama sycophant, this guy Jim Sciutto, whoever he is. And does anyone on fake news CNN or, let's see, MSDNC, the conspiracy channel, do they actually care about the truth of anyone anymore? Now, despite all these glaring errors in this reporting, this BS reporting, the two networks, they dedicated hours and hours of breathless, hysterical coverage once again to what was an outright lie.
I just love that. When they catch somebody like CNN in a big lie, I love that. Steve, you're next, and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What's up, man?
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Yeah, just you and your previous guests were talking about what Democrat might come out as a candidate. You were talking about Michelle Obama. I've heard some rumblings about the former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg.
No, he made a determination, gosh, 3 months ago, that he was not going to run.
Okay. What I really wanted to speak about is exactly what, when you played the Sean Hannity tape. You know, I think President Trump is probably one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime. The only thing I didn't like about him was his tweeting. But the mainstream media is worse now than ever. And that's his way of pushing back and getting out the truth. So, President Trump, keep tweeting and keep on pushing back. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Steve. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You've been trying to jump in. You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm not sure where you were on 9/11 of 2001. I'll tell you where I was. I was in the studios of WXYT Radio in Detroit, an all-sports radio station. I had a really nice career as a talk show host. And I got to tell you, it is, you know, it's amazing how life changes. I mean, life's events change people. And it did for me. And I don't tell this story often, but I'll share it with you because it's 9/11. I was a fairly successful sports talk host. I had done syndicated shows. I broadcast 4 Olympics for Westwood One from places like Sydney, Australia, and Torino, and Athens, and Salt Lake City. But I, after 9/11, I totally reinvented myself to talk about stuff like this. And I must tell you, I'm so glad I did, but it's incredible how your mindset, you know. Why is it the Tigers bunt so much early in a game? Or why do the Detroit Lions always run on first down? That stuff was so inconsequential next to people jumping out of a 90-store building to immediate death, certain death. And so I changed. It's how I reinvented myself as a professional person and individually. That's going to do it for me. Say a prayer for those who perish, for those who have been changed forever by 9/11. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Last night I hope they let him slip, and so I wish that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. But boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. 790 KVET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!